I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Israel has revoked the residency of four Palestinian legislators living in East Jerusalem. The men were elected in 2006. Since then, all four have spent time in Israeli jails for being connected to the militant Islamic group Hamas, which Israel and the U.S. consider a terrorist organization. But as The World's Matthew Bell reports from Jerusalem, many Palestinians see this as a slippery slope.
Three of the four men facing possible deportation have taken refuge at the Red Cross in East Jerusalem. Israeli authorities revoked their residency and told them to leave the city by July 3rd. As East Jerusalem Palestinians, the men were legal residents but not citizens of Israel. But for now, they mingle under tents outside the Red Cross building and chat with a steady stream of visitors coming to show their support. The fourth man in the group, 59-year-old Mohammed Aboutir, is already in Israeli police custody. Mohammed Tota says that's why he and the two other Palestinian politicians have come here seeking a measure of immunity.
We were afraid that we'll be arrested as Mr. Mohammed Aboutir, who has been arrested because of the claim of the Israeli occupation that he is illegal in Jerusalem. And the reason mainly is, you know, to talk to all the world, to interfere and make influence on the Israeli side.
The Israeli side does not claim that Tota, Tir, and the other two men elected by Palestinians were in Israel illegally, but that they were members of an illegal organization, the Islamist group Hamas. Yigal Palmor is a spokesman for the Israeli Foreign Ministry.
These people are members of an organization that is recognized around the world as a terror organization. It is recognized by the European Union, by the US, by Canada, by many other countries. And it is still a dangerous armed terror group that holds a territory, Gaza, from which it launches, when it can, terror attacks.
In the past, Israel has deported Palestinians to Gaza, but Palmore says these men only have to leave Jerusalem. They could go to one of the Palestinian suburbs just outside the city. But many Palestinians are troubled by this case. They see it as part of a deliberate effort by Israel to push large numbers of Palestinians out of East Jerusalem once and for all.
This case is very dangerous. Why is that? Because they are, inventing a new way in which they can revoke the residency of East Jerusalemites.
Fadi Kawazmi is a lawyer for the men.
If this decision is approved, it will open the door for other residencies to be revoked.
Israelis say there's no such conspiracy in the works. Itamar Marcus says these four men are caught up in the bigger fight between Israel and Hamas. Marcus is with the group Palestinian Media Watch, based in Jerusalem.
I think Israel's message here is very closely related to the kidnapping and the holding of Gilad Shalit.
Shalit is an Israeli army sergeant who was kidnapped by Palestinian militants in a cross-border raid from Gaza 4 years ago. Again, Itamar Marcus.
If Gilad Shalit were to be released, I think there'd be possibly a different attitude on the part of Israel to these four people in Jerusalem.
This has nothing to do with Gilad Shalit. This is all about Hamas being what it is.
That's Israel's foreign ministry spokesman, Yigal Palmor.
One has nothing to do with the other. This is not a quid pro quo. This is about being an active member of a terror group. And Gilad Shalit should be released because he is being detained for over 4 years in blatant breach of the most elementary human rights.
For his part, Mohammed Tota, who's facing expulsion from Jerusalem, told me that he thinks Gilad Shalit should be released. And he said so should thousands of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. As for what happens next to the men hiding out at the Red Cross, Tota said they're fully expecting to be arrested. Their case goes to Israel's Supreme Court in September. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has met with the men, and the United Nations says it's watching the case closely as well. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.